Hello, this is Radio Del Ibis 5C, and we're gonna tell leprechaun tales for St. Patrick's.
Hi, I'm Tristan.
Hi, I am Tiago.
Hi, I'm Daniel.
An adventurous leprechaun tale. There was a leprechaun named Jack. He lived in a rural house in USA.
He started an adventure in a mountain near his house. When he started the adventure, he saw a bear.
Finally, he scared the bear and escaped. At the end, he went to his house and dreamed that the bear ate him.
The end.
Hi, I'm Ines Santa.
Hi, I am Mario San.
Hi, I am Elsa Burgos.
A scary leprechaun tale.
There once was a leprechaun named Nicholas. One day he was walking in a rainbow when he saw like a shadow behind him.
Then the rainbow became white and black and falls down.
When he wakes up, he saw that he was sitting down in a pot of gold. He woke up and run away because the coins become dust in a tornado.
And his shadow was a man with a knife and an old dress with black clothes and a mask.
Then he killed Nicholas. And when the person took off his mask, he was Nicholas' brother.
Tan, tan, tan!
A mysterious leprechaun tale.
There was a detective leprechaun called Paquito. One day they gave a note to them of a disappearance of a leprechaun at the end of the rainbow.
Paquito is going to the end of the rainbow, but he finds three fairies. Paquito asked the fairies a question. Do you see a leprechaun? The fairies asked that if Paquito asked to a troll can be found the leprechaun.
Then he was in the forest. It has to find a key to open a door. The detective find it.
The detective found a door. We escaped yesterday. Did you see a leprechaun at the end of rainbow? The door answered. Yes, it is in a pot of gold.
Paquito go to see the pot and he saw the leprechaun in the pot.
The end!
There once was a leprechaun named Peter. He lived in a forest with lots of strange animals.
One day he decided to explore that strange land. He was walking and he found a map.
Peter followed the instructions and he saw a big house. He saw a big lion that was at the door of that house.
He climbed to a window and went into the house.
Peter saw a big box with a diamond inside. He was very happy and took the diamond.
The end.
A romantic leprechaun tale
by Valeria,
Lucía,
Marina
and Carla.
There once was a leprechaun named Gabriela and another leprechaun named Martin.
One day, Gabriela went to Martin's house. It was a magic day.
Martin gives a Sherlock present to Gabriela. She likes a lot. Gabriela said, "I forgot my present in my house. I am sorry."
Martin said, "Don't cry. Today we are gonna have a good day."
And at the end, they fell in love and got married.
This was our leprechaun tale by
Laura,
Vega,
Iris,
Mara,
and Candela.
I hope you like all these leprechaun tales.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!